Opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank B. Shaner, if you recognize his voice there in our intro. Good guy, lives on Maui. He's a senior. In fact, that's how I met him. I saw him riding a bike one day, and I said, hey, that's Frank B. Shaner. I love your radio show. He goes, oh, I'm retired already. I said, oh, I'm Percy with Generations Magazine. He goes, Generations Magazine? I read your magazine. I said, you do. I thought he was like 63, 62. He was like 20, 65. Medicare age. He goes, I love your Medicare articles. Yes. And so that's why we have today our expert in a magazine, Ms. Margaret Copeland. Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. How are you, Margaret?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Why put Margaret and Copeland together? Copeland Insurance is a great Medicare insurance company and provider. And it was interesting, Margaret. In the last probably 3 weeks, I've been getting people, I'm turning 65, what do I do? I've been reading your magazine, you know? So they called the HMSA or Kaiser, whoever they're dealing with. I said, listen, there's what, 23 different programs?
14 different plans.
Oh, only 14 now. Five. It used to be in the 20s before.
Yeah. Well, this is only Medicare Advantage plans. I'm not counting Medicare supplements.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not counting the prescription drug plans.
Okay, okay. But, you know, they're turning 65. In fact, how many turn 65 a day?
Over 10,000 every single day across
the country. Every single day in the United States. And I can't remember the statistic in Hawaii, but it's pretty high because I think they said 30% are over 60 in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I think by 2030, I think it's going to be about 35 to 40% over 60.
Yes.
Or is that over 50? But it's a mature market.
It is.
And that's our bread and butter demographic of who reads the magazine. So I thank you so much for coming today because we just got a text the other day, right?
Yes.
Was it yesterday? Was it
yes.
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
I turned 65 and they didn't sign up for Medicare. I said,
yes.
Don't you read the magazine? You got to turn 65. In fact, 6 months ahead of time. Correct me if I'm wrong.
3 months before.
Oh, 3 months before.
The month of and 3 months after. You can sign up for Medicare without any penalties.
No, but you get the notice. Well, 6 months in advance, right?
We get your notice, yes, to say that your 65th birthday is coming. But you will get some notices. If you're already taking Social Security retirement benefits, then you'll automatically be notified that you are automatically enrolled.
But as you know, a lot of the 65-year-olds or 70-year-olds are still working.
Absolutely.
And what's the first thing? I was golfing with a bunch of guys 2 weeks ago. We're sitting at a restaurant eating dinner and having fun and everything. And my friend goes, hey, I got to talk to you. I said, what? I'm 65, you know. I said, yeah, I know. So you're supposed to sign up for Medicare. He goes, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I said, why not? I'm still working.
Yeah.
Isn't that common that people, because they think they're working, they don't have to sign up for Medicare?
Well, there's actually two misconceptions. That's a very common one, that if they're working, they don't need to. And that is a true statement. Because if you're working here in Hawaii because of our prepaid health care, our employer provide group medical.
Right.
However, it depends on the size of your company. So if your company has less than 20 employees, Medicare is primary, meaning that if the employee doesn't sign up for Medicare Part A and B, the employer's group medical premium could go up significantly because with Medicare being primary, Medicare is supposed to pay the first 80% of the bill and the group health insurance pay the 20%. But because of prepaid health care, we can't force the employee to do so. So it's one of those things we try to educate the employee. If they are willing to help the employer sign up for it, it is kind of a win-win situation.
Hey, but back up. You lost me again. So if you're employed, you're 65, your primary health insurance company will be your employer?
If you're working, the size of your company if the size of your total company employees is under 20 employees.
Under 20 employees.
Medicare is primary.
Okay. If it's over.
Which then your group health insurance is
primary.
Yes.
And Medicare would be
secondary.
So that means the 20% will come from Medicare.
Yes.
And your
group health insurance will pay the 80 or 90%.
21 or more employees covers 80%, and vice versa if it's 20 or less.
Yes.
So is there advantage or disadvantage?
Well, it is what it is, because the size of the company is the size of the company. So anytime people call me, like you, they call you a lot, and ask me, well, what do I do when I turn 65 and I'm thinking about retirement? The first question I ask is, how large is your company? Because that will determine what answer I give them.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Well, you do have a choice. You don't have to sign up. You just can pay a penalty, and nobody wants that. But that is
what do you mean,
choice.
Sign up for what?
For Medicare Part A and Part B.
What about if you don't have to sign up for the health insurance from your employer?
Your health insurance for the employer, if you're working 20 hours, 4 consecutive weeks, you automatically will be covered by your employer.
Yeah, but that statement, you got to put a little asterisk, because might be covered, but you got to pay the premium.
No. According to prepaid health care, the employer can only charge an employee 1.5% of the gross salary. That's it.
They 1. Cannot charge 1.5% of the gross salary. So if you make $100,000 a year, what's 1.5? $1,500?
Yeah, or just use smaller numbers. Say $1,000, pay $15. If the employer wants to charge you to help pay for the group medical, that's all he can charge you. But most employer, because it's so small, if your hours fluctuate, it's so much trouble to figure that 1.5%. So most employers will not charge the 1.5%. But by Department of Labor rules, the employer can charge that, plus any riders like dental, vision, that type of thing.
Yeah, so basic medical doesn't cover dental and vision, right?
Those additional riders that the employer can add. So the employer, most Hawaii employers try to provide a lot. The only business maybe that does not cover a lot is maybe like restaurants, because, you know, it's a very transient type of...
It'd be horrors for an HR person, because they come and go for a week
exactly,
or 2 weeks and gone.
Exactly.
And rehire again. I mean, God.
And a lot of times they're younger, and so you pay for all this premium for them, and they don't use it. You kind of go, why are we paying all this medical?
But well, have to.
But you have to, exactly.
Right. Oh, okay. But it's so common. But I was telling you before we started, you got to contact all these HR departments, let these guys know, hey, you turn 65, you got to sign up for it. Okay, so our friend, mutual friend, did not have Medicare.
Yes.
And that person turned 65?
Will be turning 65. She turned 65 in March.
Yeah.
But did not sign up.
And so so if you're listening to the show, we're talking about when you become new to Medicare. In other words, if you're going to be turning 65 very shortly or have already turned 65, what do you need to do? So you advise this person to what?
If they're working, call their HR.
Give us a specific situation. She was working.
She was covered by her husband's plan. And the husband's company was a large employer group of over 20 employees.
Right.
So I advised her that she should sign up for Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital and nursing home. That Medicare Part A does not cost anything, because if you work 40 quarters, so 10 years, throughout your lifetime, through payroll.
So it doesn't hurt to sign up. That should be done automatically.
And that's what I tell every employer group that I meet. And I do get involved with the SHRM organization of the Society of Human Resource Managers. Because you're right, the HR directors are so busy doing so much compliance issue that Medicare is like this big red flag that's very difficult to understand. Besides, it changes every year. Right now, we're in the process of going through our annual certification.
Right. So this is... this is July,
mm-hmm.
and so this is kind of our mid-year show.
Yes.
Because people can correct me, you said the typical enrollment period is October or something.
15th to December 7th.
December 7th.
Yes.
But if you turn 65 in April, May, June, or January, they can sign up?
Anytime you turn 65, within the year, you can sign up for Medicare. If you're working, It's advisable to sign up for Part A because it doesn't cost you anything. Because for the most part, all of us has at least worked 40 quarters or 10 years throughout our lifetime.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because when you turn 65, you automatically qualify for Part A, but you do have to still sign up for it.
Now, this person we talked about did not sign up for Part A. Does she get penalized?
No. She has to do is call Social Security and say, I would like to sign up for my Part A, and she can do it at any time.
There's no penalty at any time?
No.
But I thought there was a penalty for one of them.
For Part B.
Oh, Part B, okay.
Okay.
All right. I know the Part A, B, C, D, E, but we'll talk about Part A. So if you're listening, contact your HR. That's why I tell you, you should call the HR people because
I do.
The HR people are so busy today.
Yes. And they really appreciate having someone that is going to be just giving educational information for their employees. Exactly.
Otherwise, they spend so much time.
Exactly. And every person's needs are so different because there's so many different criteria to comply with Medicare, like I said. Depending on the size of the business, it depends whether Medicare would be primary or secondary. So for a small business with under 20 employees, it is if the employee does not sign up for Medicare Part B, which is the outpatient services, there's a charge for Part B. It's based on your adjusted gross tax return 2 years prior to the year that you become eligible. So if you make less than $85,000 filing singly or $170,000 filing jointly, the base rate is $134 per person per month. If you're highly compensated, you're making more than $160,000 single or $320,000 as a couple, your Medicare Part B rate is $428 per person.
$420? Holy smokes.
Because you're highly compensated.
Doesn't make a difference. You're entitled to that. You paid into that. Why?
I
we've done several shows on Medicare. Mm-hmm. And when I found that out, like, wow, that's not good.
That's why whenever I talk to anyone, I always print out the Medicare Part B premium so you know what should be charged to you. Because Social Security is going to base on your tax return 2 years prior. So for 2018, they're going to look at your 2016 adjusted gross. So if you sold a house, you have capital gain, you win the $1 million jackpot, you may have a huge increase.
Okay, so this person at 65, turned 65 already, what's the advice on whether, because she has insurance on her husband's workplace, larger than 20 people, what would your advice to be here to apply for the other? Does she need to apply for anyone?
I told her not to take Part B. Because if she signs up for Part B, it's going to cost her $134.
A month. And what is the B covering in now?
That's all your doctors.
Doctor visits.
Anything outpatient. Your doctors, your labs, emergency rooms, your surgeries, your radiation chemotherapy. Anything outside the hospital.
But if she, so, and the reason why is because she already has
her group medical plan husband has is covering her 80 or 90% of any and all medically necessary.
Well, most
programs
are 80%, right?
Depends. Some plans are 80%. Some plans are 90%.
Okay. So would it be advisable, though, an option would be? So if she took Medicare Part B, would Part B cover the balance of it in 10 or 20%?
Yes. But how often – that's why I say I check if they have a lot of health issues, they're planning any major surgeries. Because if they are – and they need a lot of out-of-pocket costs for Part B, then I say pay for it. But most of us, you know, we go to the doctor maybe once every quarter.
Hopefully, yeah.
So,
or
you know,
at least a year.
Yeah, it's individual situation. So when I sit down with my clients, I always kind of ask a lot of questions, not because we are being nosy, but because we really want to make sure that we're giving them the correct information.
Or you don't know unless you ask questions.
Exactly. So with Part B, for a lot of people, and unfortunately, there are a lot of people that automatically sign up for Part B because they're so afraid of the penalty. But if you're healthy, you hardly go to the doctor, you're paying $134 a month every month when you may or may not need it. But if you are if you do need a lot of health services throughout the year, then having the Part B at age 65 makes a lot of sense.
So she will not get penalized for not signing for Part B because she already has health insurance.
And because her husband's company is over 20 employees.
Oh, so if it's less than 20 employees and she doesn't sign up for Part B, she gets penalized?
She won't get penalized, but her employer premium will go up significantly. because with prepaid health care, the employer cannot force the employee to take Part B.
Wow, this is kind of complicated.
It is. Because I do group medical
plan. I'm calling you when I turn 65, which won't be for about 7 more years, yeah. But wow.
Yeah, because with businesses, I've been doing group medical since 1993. So understanding how the group medical prepaid healthcare works, going into Medicare really made a lot of sense to me because it's so applicable because we're all going to get older. I turned 65 last year, and I've been the first time in my life I'm so happy to be old because I am saving so much premium because I'm now on Medicare and right. I'm on a Medicare supplement plan.
Yeah, but I went to Dr. Shintani's 10-day workshop, and I was the biggest guy in his workshop out of 50 people, and I was the only guy not on taking medication. So just because you haven't had a health issue doesn't mean you're going to have a health issue. Skinny does not mean you're healthy.
And that's why every year you can re-evaluate. That's why every October 15th to December 7th, we sit down with all of our members just to see how they're doing. Because if their medications has changed, if their doctors have changed, health issues has changed, they may need to make some changes. We can help them with that. Excuse me.
But so these HR directors need to know.
Yes. And I make myself available. I go to all the islands.
You do workshops. If you're listening to our show, let's talk about if you're new to Medicare or if you even have Medicare already. Margaret Wong here from Copeland Insurance is our guest. And if you work with a big company, 21 employees or more, or if you work for a company with 20 employees or less, that is a big red line there.
Yes.
Either you're on this side or that side.
Exactly.
Because it can hurt you or not hurt you.
Exactly.
So the question asks, how many employees, ask the HR person or the owner of the company, how many employees, and then if you're turning 65, there may be some ramifications.
Exactly.
So call Margaret up. But, okay, so Part B, there's no penalty if you're with a bigger company.
Yes.
If you didn't sign up.
Yes.
But there may be a penalty to the...
No, it will never be a penalty.
I'm sorry, no. For big companies, if you're taking medical from them.
Yes.
Because some employees that are over 65, they don't take the company insurance, right?
But most of them, with Hawaii, we have to show that we have some kind of medical coverage, whether it's through a union plan, whether it's through a spouse's plan, or some kind of retiree plan. But we cannot just not have medical. And now with the Affordable Care Act, if you don't have medical prior to, I think, this year, you would have been penalized. So everybody has medical here in Hawaii. We're used to that. So having medical, whether it's individual or as a group, is very common. But when you sign up for Medicare at age 65, that's kind of a question that we need to help people understand. Also, with people under 65, if you're on disability and taking Social Security disability benefits, if you're on disability with Social Security for more than 24 months or 2 years, then you also qualify for Medicare A and B, even though you're under 65. So again, Medicare is there to really help provide that medical coverage for the community. So it is an excellent benefit.
Yeah. And it's so common, though, when people are still working to past 65, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I just went to one of the hotels and I met the employee that was working there for 56 years.
Wow.
He was the sixth employee that the hotel ever hired.
Wow.
So, you know, I work with businesses that have employees in their 70s and 80s. In fact, on the Generation TV, remember Mr. One of our clients?
He's a realtor guy.
Yeah, he's going to be 104 this year. He's still working.
Wow.
He's amazing.
Well, I give the guy a lot of credit. Like I mentioned, when you first told me about him, I knew him way from, I think, when I got in business in 88, and I think I met him like 1990. And such a nice guy.
I met him, he was in his late 80s, and he didn't take any medications at that time. He's just good. Wow. Midwestern stock. Absolutely.
Well,
phenomenal.
I'm doing what he does. I'm swimming now. Yes. So that's been very, very helpful for me.
Yes.
I'm fortunate I go to Moon Physical Therapy, and endless pool, because I got a little hip problem now, and so I've been trying to stretch that out a little bit, and I used a little jacuzzi sprayer and just put it right on my hips. So really, really good. So are there any other things that our current workers that are over 65 need to know specifically?
I think the main thing is when do you turn, when you should sign up. Again, if it's over 20, you can delay the Part B and save a little bit of money. If you're under 65 and you want to help your employer and sign up for Part B, next year I was just taking my exam for Medicare. Next year, employers will be able to pay for the Part B for the employer. Before, that was not allowed.
Really? That's big, huh?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, it's because it's hard for employees, because some employees are on very minimal income. To come up with another $134 is a lot of money for them.
That's a good benefit package if you're an employer seeking employees.
Good employees.
So back up. So you said small companies with 20 employees or less are allowed to pay it.
Starting next year.
2019.
Yeah.
So why didn't they offer it to the bigger companies?
Because they don't have to pay for it anyway until they retire.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are any other changes?
There's a lot, and I'm just going through all that because, again, this is the certification period. So we're learning, and that's why we have to do this every single year for every single company, for every single plan. So that is to keep us compliant and advising the right thing.
That's true. So if somebody's out there selling, in fact, someone called me yesterday, they're looking at coming to the magazine, he's an individual agent, but every agent has to be certified?
They're supposed to be, yes. And whether they really understand all these rules and regulations is a totally different story. But because, again, of my background doing group medical, it helps because I already understand how the Medicare system works, how the billing works. So it helps a lot. So when I work with businesses, some companies, some attorney firms actually call me when their partners start turning 64 and a half, do a lunch, and I just do an educational. We only do educational seminars. We don't want to sell anybody anything. We will always tell people the truth about all the plans.
Well, Medicare is very strict. I know. I know when this. What year did it first come out?
2006 here in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was involved with my senior clients, and then I took over the magazine in 2010. The magazine actually started in 2006, and we started hearing complaints from agents that I wouldn't say they're rogue, but they would take people, go do workshop, take the numbers down and call the next day.
Yes.
I've heard stories where they offer trips to Vegas and they would never give it out.
Yeah.
There's a cancellation period, right? If you sign up for Medicare, you can cancel?
Right now, between January to March, you can always cancel because it's actually, after December 7th, if you don't sign up, you're stuck on that plan. Because that's your lock-in period, October 15th to December 7th.
So December 8th, you can't change your plan?
Not for the following year. Unless someone either misled you into a plan, then you can file a complaint with Medicare, and then they can help you make a change.
Oh, so you can change?
No, not after December 7th. That's why that 53 days, you sit down with every single one of your clients, and I do that. And so during those 53 days, I don't eat, I don't sleep.
I can imagine.
Talk to my clients.
I know that.
Because my clients are waiting to hear, because every year these plans will change. And we want them to know, especially on their medications. We literally look up every single one of their medications because what medication you're taking this year may have a different copayment next year. Your plan this year that did not have a deductible may have a $400 deductible next year. So the impact of those costs to a senior with fixed income is really huge. So we really put a lot of stress on ourselves, but that's why I think our members really appreciate what we do for them. And throughout the year, if they have any questions whatsoever about anything, they just give us a call. We're there to help them.
I thought there was like a lemon law period where you could change a plan, or you said only if somebody misled
beginning
you.
Of the year, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Because sometimes people just say, oh, I'm fine. I'm not going to bother looking. And if you don't, you're stuck with that plan for another year. So that's why, for me, all of my clients get a card from me around September just to remind them about the annual enrollment period. And then they will call us, update us with the file. And in 15 days, because all the plans come out October 1, so I have 15 days to do all the research. So when I start meeting with people on the 15th, I'm able to give them some good information.
So October 1st is the first time you can publicly say what the changes have been?
It will be disclosed.
Disclosed.
By the carriers.
Okay. Well, if you're new to Medicare or just got Medicare and you have super hundreds of questions, Margaret Wong here from Copeland Insurance is our guest and also a partner with Generations Magazine. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back with more Medicare tidbits for your information. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out The Cow's new renovated look and see why The Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howara from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 5-night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. As you know, you can go to our website, generations808.com, and look at all our past issues of Generations Magazine and also our past radio and TV shows. And don't forget, now, August 18th is our 12th annual Aging in Place workshop at the Ala Moana Hotel. And it's from 8:30 to 2:30, but I would tell you, be early. If it's really full, go have lunch, come back in the afternoon, because we will be very, as you guys have been there before, if you have not, we get about 3,000 people during the day, and every workshop is full, and we're going to have a great number of workshops. In fact, let me go take a look at this list here. Of course, ARP is going to be back. Thank you to Jackie Boland and Barbara Kim Stanton. We're going to have brain health, understanding brain health, improving quality of life at home, home fit, like a car fit, about being in a home and how to get it age in place for you to live longer, prepare to care for caregivers, Body and Brain by Kat Savate, and then disaster planning. That's really important, as you know, with the Big Island and Kauai. Boy, the disasters where it was getting hit is reality of life. But we also always have Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, decluttering, common questions about home care. I'll be doing aging in place. And Michael Yee, we talk about how to finance long-term care. And, of course, our attorney, Stephen Yim, we talk about estate planning and you. An interesting thing he told me, 70% of all trusts blow up at the end of the day.
Exactly.
It's crazy. That's a high number. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. I went to my chiropractor because I have a little sore back because I was golfing too much, I think. Or maybe I was swinging too much, over 100 strokes. Anyway, I ran into a friend of mine that I played ball with like in 1982, 83. And he's amazing. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, I had to quit work." I said, "How come?" He said, "I have to take care of his dad."
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. He's like 54, 53, and he quit work to take care of dad.
Exactly.
I said, "Don't you have a sibling?" He goes, "Yeah, but they're not here.
Yeah.
They won't help out." And it's so sad. He had to quit work at 53, 54 to take care of dad. So I told him, you know, make sure you have legal issues in order.
Exactly.
If you can't afford to take care of him, at some point maybe Medicaid.
Yes.
But just the whole world of being a caregiver. So actually, we're bringing in actually from L.A., Dave Nassani. Mm. If you haven't heard of him, you got to come to his workshop. He's speaking both morning and afternoon. He will be in the Ilima room. He's actually owns a gas station in L.A., but he's been caring for his wife for 21 years.
Yes. That's a labor of love.
Well, he had no choice.
Yes, I mean, I know, but
his
still.
Kids are all older. They're not living at home. And he had to, but he had to learn how to be that loving caregiver.
Exactly.
But also what was interesting, he talks about it, is that how his wife was able to understand more what he was going through.
Exactly.
And he wrote a great book. It's called It's My Life Too. He's spoken at Harvard Law School, Medical School, to the medical people over there. He just recently spoke at the Stock Exchange 2 months ago. But his book, and I've read his book. In fact, I gave it to my neighbor who was caring for their parents.
And she said, this is the best book I've ever read.
Yeah.
And he tries to get people to, that are caregivers, understand what you're going to go through, the long battle it is, because he's been doing it for 21 years.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I think, Leah, you met him when he was here. A fascinating guy. He's just a passionate person about educating caregivers, what they're going to have to go through, what they're going to need to be patient about, and what they need to learn. Because he said, his friend said, you know, you should go to one of these caregiver support group meetings. And he didn't realize himself he was a caregiver.
Yes.
It was interesting.
Yes.
So anyway, August 18th is our Aging in Place workshop, our 12th annual. There's a toll-free number if you want to register to come, 877-926-8300. You're gonna get an ARP number. You don't have to be an ARP member to come to the website, come to the event. But don't forget, it's August 18th. So thank you very much. So anyway, we're here with our resident expert, Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, Margaret, I want to get to this one because I know a lot of people have asked me about it, is that the Neighbor Island.
Yes.
Why does it cost so much more? It's like $40, $50 more a month?
Quite a lot, yes. Well, for some plans. There is one carrier that has a zero premium and a $52.
Still?
Yes.
I thought they got rid of all the zero premium.
No. For the Outer Island, there's only one carrier that still has that.
Okay, only one.
Other carriers are getting pretty pricey. But, you know, the thing is accessibility to providers. And Outer Islands, because there are less people, less providers. I mean, we have like an 800 shortage of doctors on all islands. So
yes.
That's very, very scary.
That's very true. And I understand why the higher premium.
Yes.
If what happens if they don't like that zero premium carrier? They have to pay
another
one.
Well, then they have
a
choice. I think some of the plans are in the 190s.
Just for that for
per
B?
Per person per month, yeah. No, that's for the plan. Plus your 134 for B.
Oh.
Yes. Some of the zero premium plans that were out there went away about a year ago. So it was a real shock to our neighbor and I.
Right, I heard about that.
It was, but unfortunately, it is what the carriers are willing to provide as far as a plan option. There's every year we keep hearing that there might be more options for the Outer Islands, but right now there's only basically three carriers for Medicare Advantage. Medicare Supplement, which is, an insurance plan that supplement what Medicare doesn't cover, gives you a lot of flexibility. But unfortunately, if you don't sign up for a Medicare Supplement, when you're leaving your group medical plan or turning 65 or applying for Part B, there are health questions. So if you already have a health issue and you don't qualify, you're stuck. So for people, that's why I'm...
So you got to qualify.
Exactly. Only on the supplement side. Medicare Advantage, anybody can sign up. So that's why I'm so passionate about getting HR managers to allow me to go in and do educational seminars, because they really have to understand from the last day of their coverage by their group medical plan, they have 63 days to sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare Supplement plan without any penalties. And for the Medicare Supplement plans, those 63 days, if you do it within that time period, it's a guarantee issue. So you could
guarantee issue.
Guarantee, no health questions. So you can have, you can be.
Okay, wait. So guarantee, how many days?
63 days on the last day of your group coverage.
Not your, when you turn 65?
No. I mean, when you turn 65 also, and you're going to retire, that's a guarantee issue.
But if I'm still working at 66?
Then whenever you're ready to retire and you're not dropped, when you terminate from your group medical plan, you have 63 days to go into a supplement if you're willing to pay.
Without any
health questions.
Oh, that's very interesting to know.
It's very important. That's because why I want to educate people of that option.
I golf in a golf club. I would tell you, let's say out of 20 people, I think 12 of them are still working.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, out of that 12, maybe 5 of them are close to 70.
Mm-hmm.
Still working.
I agree.
And in great shape.
Yep. A lot of companies, City Mill, I talked to a lot of people there in their 70s and early 80s. You know, it's people are working longer. And the thing is, and the hotels, people love working because our employers really do take care of their employees very well.
The employers in Hawaii, the hotels, they have to.
because getting good people are hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
So the older people, they don't want them to ever retire because they're so reliable.
But it's a lot of times the older people that are over 65 don't need it. They already have Medicare. They don't need – so looking for a second job, they don't need that employer to provide medical for them.
They don't need it, but if they have great benefits, it's offered. And why not go and keep your group medical plan where you don't have to pay anything? Because the employer is going to pay 100% of the medical and drug premium because that's required by prepaid health care. Mm-hmm. That's why I tell people that if your employer has over 20 employees, you don't need to take the Part B. Save the $134 unless you absolutely need to get into it. But for the most part, I always believe in keeping the money in your pocket until you need to spend it. Mm-hmm. But when you retire, that's why we want people to hopefully call us about 3-4 months before their actual last day of coverage, so we can look up their doctors, look up their medications, help them apply for their Medicare A and B, and help them do a transition. So, you know, quitting or retiring is a real dramatic or traumatic situation. So we want people to understand what that process is and make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah. So when that does happen, or if you get laid off, you bring up an issue about a COBRA plan.
Yes.
Now, COBRA, what exactly is COBRA?
COBRA is basically a medical coverage for only employer groups with over 20 employees.
Oh.
Under 20 employee groups, unfortunately, do not have COBRA. So if you work for a small business and you're let go or you retire, you're under 65, you will have to go to Kaiser or HMSA or the Individual Affordable Care Act plans and sign up for those. It's a little expensive because based on your age, it can be...
I think it's about... $400 to $600 or $700 a month?
It's more like $600 to $800 a month.
A month. Holy smokes. Don't want to get old.
That's why I said,
Work for a bigger company.
Working.
So what happens when you're a bigger company?
If you're over 20 employees, then you qualify for COBRA. So you have the opportunity to sign up for COBRA for 18 months. And you will pay the premium that your employer has been paying for you. If you're over 65, I usually... educate my members that maybe you may want to just go into Medicare because COBRA is employee pay. It's not an employer pay plan. So once you go into COBRA, you no longer have credible coverage that is employer paid. So your Part B penalty of the 10% per month, 10% per year penalty will be initiated. There's a couple of large firms here in Hawaii that has a really super duper COBRA rate. But for people over 65, if they decide to do that and pay that $500, $600 for COBRA and not take Part B, when they turn, when they come off of COBRA 18 months later, they are paying 20% per year penalty, and that's going to be for life.
For life. Yeah, that's one thing. We may get a little later on, but the penalty is for life. What are the interesting little tidbits that we need to know?
So with COBRA, we try to encourage people, if you're going to be 65, go into Medicare right away. So call us about 3 to 4 months before you turn 65 or whenever you decide to retire. Give us that 3 to 4 month heads up so we can get everything ready for you.
Yep, they can't
save
decide
money.
In there, so you can't meet with you and say, okay, this is what I want. No. Right?
They do, and I try, but it's not the best thing for both of us. So we try to have that transitional time, look up everything, because with COBRA, granted, you're going to have to pay the $134 Part B. We'll select a Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement plan that's going to work for you so that, you know, it's going to be a nice transition. Every year, all of these plans, you can make a change during that annual enrollment period. So between October 15th to December 7th, they can make a change. Going back to your outer islands, you know, because there's not a lot of choices, we try to talk to employers to see us before their employees end their employment so that we can have a Medicare plan options. The Big Island of Hawaii only has two carriers. That's it.
Wow.
Kaiser and HMSA. So for the Big Island, what we do a lot of times is for people that are coming off with their group medical plan is to look at a Medicare supplement plan. Because Medicare supplement plan, there are 8 different options, and some of the plan has what they call a high deductible F, where they just pay the first $2,000 out of their pocket, and after that, the plan will pay, Medicare will pay 100% between Medicare and the supplement. So we can help them with all that. We do have to add a drug coverage because you have to have a drug plan. Otherwise, there's that 1% per month penalty for life. So a lot of moving parts.
There's too much for me to keep in my mind here, Margaret.
So I have job security. That's why we have
it
people
is, it
call
really
us.
Is. I mean, I think our aging demographic is going to grow for at least next, well, I'm 58. So at least for another 15, 20 years, a good 15, 20 years, if I'm 78,
yeah,
you know, and it's something that I think we're all going to need to understand. And Trump administration or not, it's going to change.
Yeah.
So remember we were talking earlier about, hopefully you guys are writing this down and listening very carefully what we're going about to say. So I was hearing about a webinar, our company's webinar about Medicare. Medicare goes up on average about 5.8% a year. The premium goes up every single year.
It can go, yes.
And I think it has been. But Social Security only goes up, I think, less than around 1% or less, maybe a little bit more. So why I say that, guys, if you're listening, is that because your Social Security check you get every month is net after you pay out the premium for Medicare.
Yes.
So if your Social Security check every year goes up only 1%, but your Medicare premium goes up more than 5%, your Social Security check is going to reduce 4% a year.
Exactly. And, you know, even though you hear of these zero premium plans that are very good, if you're healthy, it's a wonderful option. But usually when you go with a zero premium plan option or low premium plan options, when you actually go to the doctor, when you actually go to the hospital, you're going to pay more. So when we sit down with our clients, we educate them not just on the premium and the benefit, but what is the annual maximum out of pocket? Because for Medicare Advantage Part C plans, you have low or no premium because these plans will pay in place of Original Medicare. Because under Original Medicare, A and B that you have to have will only cover 80%. And that 20% of an unlimited amount can be very, very expensive. So a lot of seniors love Medicare Advantage because what Medicare Advantage does is that when you sign up with a plan every year, you'll know exactly what the hospital cost is. You'll know exactly what your co-payments for doctors, lab, everything. But the annual maximum out-of-pocket will range between $3,400 per year, out-of-pocket costs, up to, depending on the plan, $6,700 per year.
$6,000 per year.
Yes.
Yikes.
So when I talk to people about Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage, I let them know about the difference because with Medicare Advantage, it's very attractive because it's a zero premium, a low premium, but you pay as you go. And as we all know, as we get older, we don't get healthier.
Nope. I mean, hopefully, I'm just trying to maintain.
Exactly. You want to maintain. Whereas if you're in a Medicare supplement plan, if you're approved at whatever age 65, as long as you pay your Part B premium, as long as you pay your supplement premium, which will go up about 6 to 10%, you're locked in for life for that benefit.
Right.
So to me, it's better to just budget for that one premium, monthly premium, and not worry about too much more coverage, depending on the plan, than to pay no premium and have a $3,400 or $6,700 out-of-pocket exposure. So it's a personal choice. That's why we spend a lot of time on one-on-one. I do a lot of educational seminars, but we do most of our plan one-on-one because, as you can imagine, this is all too complicated for anyone to figure this out.
I'll tell you, it's so funny. When I go off with a guy, he goes, "Oh, yeah, you should do this, 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 or you should do this, this, this." But no plan fits everybody.
No, that's why we say there's no one size fit all.
Yeah, and everybody has different health issues.
And it changes
everybody
every year.
Has different financial issues.
And it changes and every year.
Nothing fits everybody. And I keep on trying to tell you guys, talk to an expert.
Yes.
You know, you're talking to the choir and you try to tell me, "I know this, this, this." I said, "Great. But unless you're an expert, I'm not going to listen to anything you tell me because it may be different for you, for this person, or this other guy."
Exactly.
You know, it's going to change. But do you have any comment? Are you allowed to have any comment about Medicare's future?
Not really. So it's going to be it's in flux. You know, financially, the way that we're approaching healthcare, I don't know if it's sustainable. But while we have it, it's a wonderful benefit. I mean, I'm a product of it. I have Medicare, and I love it because it has a great benefit. So it is something that the government has will try, hopefully, with some sanity, to keep in place, because it is a great benefit for seniors.
It is, and I think I think the best thing you can do is tell people to stay healthy as possible.
Exactly. And, with all the partners in your magazine, there are such great resources there that they can take advantage of. And so we just try to be part of that partnership with our agents on all the islands. So I'm here at Oahu, but I have agents on Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. And it's important because people want to talk to people one-on-one.
Oh, I think it's so important. So are you going to have workshops coming up later this year?
I will always have meetings with businesses that invite me, and I'll go anywhere. I go to any of the islands, and we just try to make sure that people are educated. No sales, just education.
And what's some of the key points? Is there any common things when I would call up, say, Margaret, I'm turning 65. What are some of the things I should know? Any basic things?
Well, what your Part B premium is based on your income.
How would you find that out?
They will tell me, because it's, again, based on your adjusted gross income 2 years prior.
So do I get a letter in the mail?
That's what you file your Social Security taxes every year.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, will I get a letter in the mail saying you're turning 65, this is what your Part B premium is going to be?
No, we provide that. We usually print out from the Medicare and U book what the premium is. We ask them to look at their tax return 2 years prior. And also we remind them that January, say 2019, they're going to look at your 2017 adjusted gross, because it always fluctuates up and down. So we tell people that it will change, but it all depends on your income.
Oh, I see. And so when it comes to Medicare, whether it's Humana or United Healthcare or HMSA Kaiser, I hear stories about if you have health issues, you have to go through a care manager or a case manager.
Oh no, they try to educate you how to get access to care. They do not limit it. So, some people, as you have a loved one that's now needing long-term care and home care. Sometimes, if we're not in that industry, we don't know who to call. So the plans will provide these care managers to kind of help you navigate through all that. They even do house calls to make sure that for some of the older seniors, to make sure you're taking your medication, that if you allow them to go to your homes, and it is legitimate to make sure your house isn't cluttered or you have fall hazards. So it's more educational because, again, the plans and the carriers are really trying to make the senior healthier, keep them safe, and that's why they provide all those
Right, and I think resources. A lot of the plans have either YMCA free membership.
A lot of the Medicare Advantage plans will include Silver Sneakers, which is the 24-hour fitness, and the YMCA. I think the YWCA, the one on Richard Street, is included. But it's a wonderful thing because we want seniors to get active. Because once they start doing nothing is when they start kind of going downhill. I think that's why the Asian countries, they do so well, because, they're always active. They're working in their yard. They're doing all kinds of things. So a lot of these assisted living facilities and home cares, they try to keep the senior active, their mind active. When my mother was alive, and, we actually hire a companion to read newspaper with her, to, play puzzles with her. Because if you don't, that's when you just start kind of vegetating.
Yeah. So give us a tip for anybody turning 65 or HR person.
Any human resource director, HR person, association managers, give me a call. The Copeland Insurance Group, we will help do free educational. It doesn't have to be a big group. It could be two people. I do educational seminars for beating groups, golf groups. So anyone that's willing to learn more about Medicare, we are there. Yeah. We don't charge. There's no obligation. And once they have that overview, we sit down one-on-one to customize it for them.
Yeah, because every plan is different.
Every person's needs are different.
Yeah. All right. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can call my office at Erico 808-591-5000. 4877.
And you will be at our Aging in Place workshop on August 18th, so I appreciate that.
I have a staff in the office, so if I'm not there, just leave me a message. We will assign an agent for you either on the Outer Islands, if that's where you're calling from, as well as Oahu.
Yeah, well, good for you. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you.
Again, our August 18th is our 12th annual Aging in Place workshop. Sign up to attend. It's 877-926-8300. It is an AARP number, but you don't have to be an AARP member to sign up. It's just easier for us to have a call-in number for us because I couldn't expect to have 1,000 calls to my phone number. So, but you can call me if you have questions, 234-3117, or go to our website, generations808.com. So thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you so much.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha.
Aloha.
Live well.